I dream I'm making tender love with an owl. The next morning, I see talon marks across my chest that trace the path of my owl lover's embrace. 2 weeks later, I learn that I'm pregnant. You may wonder, how could such a thing come to pass between woman and owl? I too am astounded, because my owl lover was a woman. As for you, owl baby, let's lay out the facts. Your owlness is with you from the very beginning. It's there when a first cell becomes 2, 4, 8. It's there when you sleep too much and crawl too late, and when you bite when you aren't supposed to bite, and shriek when you aren't supposed to shriek. And on the day that you were born, on the day when I first looked down on your pinched red, tiny clawed, outraged little body lying naked and intubated in a box, I won't have the slightest idea about who you are or what I will become. But there you will be, and you will be of me. We're in the kitchen in our Sacramento home when I tell my husband I'm pregnant. I don't even mean to say the words. My stew is simmering on the stove, and its vapors tint the air the color of dog skin, and I can barely see the truth of things. My husband is leaning on the counter with a beer in hand, and he's been telling me about his day, in his usual upbeat tone, while punctuating his words with dazzling flashes of rational thinking. I'm pregnant, I say. I'm afraid to look him in the eye. I look at the floor instead. I notice the floor could use a good mopping. I start to think about mops and the way they never get anything truly clean. Next, I think about the way housekeeping is nothing more than a losing encounter with entropy. Did my husband hear what I said? Is it even true? Can I take it back? And then my husband is hugging me, not gently, but commandingly, and you could even say triumphantly. He is 11 inches taller and outweighs me by 97 pounds. My feet come right up off the floor as he spins me around. When he sets me back down, I hear Arvo Pärt's plaintive duet for violin and piano, Spiegel im Spiegel, playing in my head with all of its steady inevitability and sadness, and my life flows forward. My husband says, "Hell, wow, oh, hell, we've been waiting for this baby for so long." "Wait a minute," I say. "I have not been waiting for this baby for so long. That is false. I'm not sure I want this baby at all." My husband isn't listening. He spins me around some more until I get carried along by his mood, and the next thing I know, the two of us are cavorting with joy in our somewhat grimy kitchen while we let the stew burn. Once the spinning is over and my feet are back on the ground, I'm left with a dizzying sense of loss. It happens like clockwork, they say. An owl baby is born. This baby will never learn to speak, or love, or look after itself. It will never learn to read or toss a football. The father can see no single thing in this child that reminds him of himself. He thinks, "This isn't fair to me," and then he leaves. The mother stays. Come back from wherever you are," my husband says. I can tell time has passed because the dishes are dirty and my stomach is full and my husband is scooping the leftover stew into a plastic container. He is chattering away about becoming a father, a topic that leads him straight into telling me stories about his boyhood and how his boyhood years shaped the man he is today. And then he tells me all about the future and about what a good father he is going to be. And after that, he swoops me up and carries me to our bedroom, where he makes love to me until I feel cherished and protected and as precious as a glass figurine in need of constant dusting.